episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You're listening to Radio Rick and Roro Show on the Truth Meets Community Station. I'm Ken from Community Radio Announcers Guild. And you're listening. So what's the date tonight? It's the 21st of December, 2025. So over to our host, the Christmas edition of Rick and Rillo. Take it away.
Thank you, Ken. I don't know if you're going to be back next year. I don't think so. But, we can't, he's probably well into his 80s and he's, this is going to Rick and Rollo Christmas edition because it's not Christmas yet, but in, how many days? 4 days, Rollo.
It's going to be the last one before we do, a couple of John Law's days off. I mean, we'll be back in January.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
We're good friends and, we know what we're talking about. And we need a little vacation. I'm off to the Philippines and gonna fuck some.
Really? Balls. No. Really? Are you just making stories up? Come on.
Just making stories up. Do you remember when I met Mel Gibson last week?
Yeah, that was
with
crazy.
Rob the Crow? Yeah. That was the crazy one, wasn't it? Because how much I had drink last week.
Enough. I just have to inform the audience of how much this guy drinks. This morning, Rollo was convinced it was 7 o'clock on Saturday night, and he wanted to do
I did a full conversation with Dave J and Linda 33.
Linda Kirk.
We were talking about the Bondi PSYOP and the Rob Reiner, Nick Reiner murder.
I'll say it's 9-9. There's another. Says so we got a lot of six and sixes in the other operation. The BB Bondi Beach, the most popular beach in the world. No, it's not the most popular beach, but everyone knows Australia. They always know Bondi Beach. So they had to do something at Bondi Beach. And they did. And I broke the story.
Well, I
broke it. It was breaking news. I was going.
Did you see the footage?
I've seen all the footage, Ryan.
On them on the bridge. Do you know how far away the police station is from that bridge?
It's like a minute.
It's a minute away.
Less if you ran. Less if you ran. Yeah.
Where were the coppers? If it was a real, the sound of the gunshots didn't even sound like proper rifles.
Oh, they did. I thought they did. They sounded
blanks. They were blanks.
Or they might have been blanks, but they were full military blanks. They weren't pop, pop, pop like you heard the witnesses.
Not to me.
The school shootings. Okay, well, there you go. Well, you've got a good ear, Rollo. The other one's not so good.
I have an ear for fire shots because I've used high-powered weaponry back in my youth. And he wasn't even aiming. How the hell did he kill anyone?
I saw that. Yeah. Now what I'm going to say though here, as I did, Susie, if she wants to look into the fart podcast around, it was 2020, January 2020 in New Zealand and South Island with the, Christchurch shooting in brackets. Mm-hmm. I said this immediately. Regardless if it was real or fake, this is a big one for censorship of the internet. And I was right because they started really talking about, they shut down live streaming on Facebook immediately afterwards. People in New Zealand, particularly the mongrel mob that unfortunately have swastikas tattooed on their faces, they were getting shut down. Just their face appearing on Facebook would have them banned. They were using the algorithm was picking up the swastika. Now I said that was big. Now this one, I'll say this again, is bigger, way bigger. This is rolling in exactly when it should do if you were to do a massive net censorship thing. So I've just done the underage social media ban in Australia on the 4th of December.
Yeah.
And this is rolling in right on top. I've been listening.
Is that working?
Yes. No. Of course not. But they're not after the kids. They're after the adults. They want you to have personally sign into all your blah, blah, blahs with your facial ID.
Digital ID.
Now, this has just arrived on the exactly when it needs to do, because you had Anthony Albanese, quoted as saying,
he can't even speak proper English, can he?
He said, he was quoted, and I shared this thing onto the conspiracy theories page of Rick and Rollo, and I highlighted for Fakeologist and Frank, you and Velo to all watch. It's 22 minutes into the last episode of Conspiracy Oz with Mick Raven, and he shares a YouTube from a guy who's called Australian Aussie something or other. It's all on there. We'll talk about it afterwards. And this guy goes through the laws. They haven't mentioned these things. This guy's a solicitor, I do believe, he's got qualifications. And he said what's coming, this is before the shooting in Bondi, he said they're not even talking about this. They're going to make it that they're going to take your IP away. If you're using the VPN, you're going to get shut down straight away if you're using a VPN. They're going to bring in phase, what would you call it? 2.0. So this is, say, 9/11 0.3.
Yeah, well, I think it's Port Arthur 2.0.
Exactly, and that.
We never got footage. Martin Bryant.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, that. So that total operation. So yeah.
If this psyop was real, right? The dude who was actually filming, the two dudes on the bridge, the father and the son.
Yep,
you would have taken them out, wouldn't you? You would have just gone, boom. Like, if we were all armed, You would have picked them off.
Like in South Africa, because I love that client of mine who said, and I've said this before on the show, in South Africa, most people are open carrying or concealed carrying, you know, right?
Yeah.
And this guy,
walk up to them and put a bullet in the back of their head.
Yeah. Yeah. There'll never be a psychological mass shooting in South Africa that actually it can happen because you, as this client said to me, he goes, you pull out a gun in South Africa, all bets are off. You're gone.
South Africa. Yeah.
All bets are off.
Yeah, that's right. But that's respect.
You have respect
when everyone's armed.
I know, but get this, Rollo. We have in Australia, and particularly in Bondi, a large Jewish community, right? And I'm talking about massive, massive.
Are you talking about Ray Hadley now? Like Ray Hadley
No. What I'm talking about is that we've got schools in the eastern suburbs and the northern suburbs.
Yeah.
That are Jewish schools. They have got bodyguards and security that aren't your fat Indian or unemployed. You know, these are highly trained with machine guns. And I had an experience, and I thought, because I've done security, and I know what I can spot a really good.
So where the hell are these father and son? Are not on a list or something? Where
they were. But look, Rollo, just forget about the shit because it just whether it was real or not. What if it was real?
Look, I've met Jews in my lifetime. Listen, and I've met Muslims, Arabs, and I found the Arabs to be a lot more pleasant than the actual Jews. I've got the complete opposite.
I've got clients and stuff that, but that, you know, they don't come from whatever tribe. We're talking about Bibi Netanyahu, right? Who's Polish? He's not Jewish. Okay, he's from a group of people.
He's a Kanazi Jew.
That's right, they're Ashkenazi, and they come from Russia, from up, you know, near where Prince Charles or King Charles claims to come from. Okay, so we've got to differentiate. We cannot use this blanket word JEW and say they're all the same because they're not. And a lot of the do you remember Mandy Patinkin, the actor that was in some great science fiction shows, and he's a very good actor. He did this fantastic. Okay, well, he came out and did the speech the other day, and he said, "Can someone say that most Polish or you know people that also identify as Jews are not fans of Israel?" And they're certainly, most people in Israel are not fans of Bibi Netanyahu. This guy is like a despot ruler of Israel. So when we start going, saying it's the Jews, you're just going, what you're doing is feeding in with what they want for this media censorship. And that's what's coming. That's what's coming. And so even if...
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I know and it.
Platforms are going to disappear. He'll lose his IPS. He won't even be able to call himself that. So basically, unless you've got the RSS feed number for whatever show you want, you're going to see, and I'm not talking about now, I'm talking about after Christmas, when Australian Parliament has been recalled. Anthony Albanese's like pretending to be, okay, I was wrong about letting other people in, and now he's doing a gun buy. Can you believe it? A gun buyback has been talked about.
Yeah, I don't think it's a gun buyback because we already did that at Port Arthur.
No. They're doing another one, Rollo. You need to be looking at mainstream media.
It's digital ID.
They're doing a gun buyback. It's been announced, okay? You're talking to someone who actually bothers to go into mainstream media and listen to what they're saying.
I swear to God, this is a Jewish style.
No, here we go. No, Rollo, you're just saying it again. You're feeding in with the message that you cannot.
Well, look.
Once you say that, it's got nothing to do with them. I'm telling you, they're being thrown under a bus for this. The guaranteed, and it's Bibi Netanyahu and his gang.
Well, Ray Hadley, I looked at Ray Hadley's whole thing, and he was simping wholeheartedly.
He was blaming the Muslim.
It's a real event, and I don't think it's a real event. Blaming the Muslims again.
He's blaming the Muslims.
I don't think it was real. These people were firing blanks. And
we
that.
Know
like,
that.
If the dude was disarmed, did you see the footage where he got disarmed?
I know. Look, I've seen it.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
And the guy that did the disarming is a spitting image of the father of the gangster show. He looks like the guy that died, you know, the actor from The Sopranos.
It was like the Sopranos.
Of course
it is. Isn't it Soprano work? And plus, it wasn't cell phone footage. It was professional footage.
And drones. There were drones flying around.
And did you see the guy who did the selfie, and you made the funny joke where he goes, you know, who takes a selfie when you get shot in the head?
On the head, yeah. Okay, so we've established, so as I say, forget about whether it's obviously so poorly done. Now, I did a Be Told last night, and what I did is I said, we need to start a GoFundMe for Mossad to get a better director and a writer to come in and do their stuff. We need to have a GoFundMe and raise money and bring in the guy, the director of Stranger Things or the director of Severance to come in and do a, because this is very unprofessional. And can I just say, Rollo, what you need to do is set up a Facebook account, right? And go on there and forget about your friends. Just have a look at the, go on there and
I don't have any friends. You're my only friend.
We know.
I'm your only friend. You're my only friend.
I know. It's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, on Facebook, there are page after page of this show. There's one called Awake Like Me, right? It's a page for, and there, when people are commenting on the fakery on this particular thing, they've got not one like, 1,500 fucking likes per comment. There's so many.
Do you know what that makes you on X? That makes you about $50.
Exactly. There are so many people going, that doesn't look real. This looks fake. That looks fake. Yeah. We're talking about
we're not here to make money, though. We're not here to make money.
But what I'm saying,
wish Merry Christmas.
For next
Wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let's move on. But let's just say
I want to talk about the Rob Reiner thing too.
I want to talk about Rob Reiner. Yep. Can I tell you all about Rob Reiner?
Young son Nick.
He was at
Conan O'Brien's Christmas party.
Yes,
and they had a bit of an argument. He was being a bit of a cockhead, where he was talking to famous people, and he has a bit of a drug problem. And
he's been into rehab 18 times. So
he's trying to talk to people to give him money or something so he can get cocaine or. Whatever his drug of choice is.
Crystal
meth. I mean, I've done
He doesn't look like a junkie though. He's a pretty handsome guy.
No, when he was a younger man, when he's got his beard and,
Crystal meth. He doesn't look like Rob Ryan. Rob Ryan always looked like a fat pig, you know, from when he was in All in the Family.
Did you see what Donald Trump said about it? Donald Trump said about the whole murder.
Rob Reiner,
He hated Trump. He was actually
part of the inquiry into the Russiagate thing. So Rob Reiner is a massive anti-Trumpite. But I heard about now, as it
all time. Do you think Donald should have went on to Truth Social and wrote what he did? Because it was ridiculous.
What did he write?
He wrote something like, you know, you've got Trump derangement syndrome, and it was the reason you got murdered was because of
derangement.
That's Donald Trump. I guarantee you. I'm paraphrasing. You understand?
What an idiot.
He is an idiot. Not in India, but idiot. Yeah. He shouldn't have done that. I mean, but that's Donald Trump for you.
Well, can we talk about Rob Reiner?
Yeah,
Rob Reiner, I remember reading as an old-time conspiracy theorist many years ago that he'd been pimped out by his father, Carl Reiner, who was one of the funniest writers ever. Like, he, all the best Steve Martin movies, the first four, The Jerk, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, where he played almost a Carl, Klaus Schwab character, butler, Nazi butler. Carl Reiner wrote some of the funniest stuff ever, but there was dark rumors about it. There was dark rumors. And then there's actually someone, I think Purple Play shared, was it her? Johnny's Wrist shared a thing, onto the Rick and Rollo, random ramble page on Rick and Rollo Discord.
Merry Christmas to Johnny's Wrist, because
Johnny's Wrist must be in Adelaide. It's hot.
It's hot here. Mm-mm. It was fucking 38 today.
It's going to be 38 tomorrow here. Carl Reiner was allegedly had pimped out Rob as a young child. And now this kid is saying, Rob Reiner's son is saying that same thing happened to him. Now, this is a common thing. This is not just, you're listening to
Rick and Roller 60.
Rick and Roller 60.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
All right, Rick and Rollo 60. We're here with Rick and Rollo, of course. Yeah, and thank you. We're on truthmeets.com, and we're talking about serious subjects here. We're talking about the Bondi Massacre. We're talking about the Rob Reiner murder. I think the Bondi thing was a psyop. It wasn't real. But the Rob Reiner thing is, I think that's actually real.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
Especially when you got Donald J. Trump talking about it stupidly. Too soon.
Yeah. Well, they hated each other, those two. There's no doubt about that.
It was hatred of, it was Trump derangement syndrome.
So Johnny's Wrist shared this thing, and it was a footage of another Jewish comedian roasting Rob Reiner live, and talking about how he was pimped out and was forced to sleep with, and he brought up Paul Lynde, Charles Nelson Reilly, a whole lot of notorious gay actors, and Rob Reiner's there laughing and chuckling away. Basically, probably telling the truth, and this is what they do with these celebrity roasts. And the roasts are a thing they do to kind of exonerate themselves by embarrassing themselves in front of everybody, and that negates their bad karma, apparently. Roasting.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's called getting the demons off your back or whatever. The thing I wanted to talk about last week, and before we get back to Rob Reiner, was a wonderful guy called Jim Angel, who used to talk to John Laws, Richard John Sinclair Laws.
Yep.
He would, and then he went back to community radio, and
Interesting coincidence. His name's Jim Angel. Interesting coincidence. Because Carl Reiner,
the most wonderful,
Carl Reiner, who's could be very dubious. His TV show was called Mr. Angel, and he played an angel on. This is 1976, 77. A big show. It was on American TV, Australian TV, New Zealand.
every time on TUE, you go, welcome to the, you know, like, who's your, the guy in New Zealand, you know, the way it was. What was Brian his name again? Brian Henderson. Well, he had the same voice as Jim Angel. And Jim Angel went back to community radio like I did at Two Bob FM. But what we're doing now.
And Ken, our back announcer, is from a community radio station.
But but him and John Laws got on so well together. You know, they're...
I'm Jim Angel. I'm Jim Angel.
Yeah, you remember.
There'll be a there with his name too. You
remember.
An angel said John Laws was fantastic. An angel. You know, just saying the word angel, which is angle, an angle. Yeah, no, no. Right. So anyway, Carl Reiner and Rob Reiner.
And yeah, what happened there? What do you think happened there?
Apparently drunk, he pimped his son out.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll just say this. Schizophrenics murdering their parents is a big thing that happens. If you're suffering from schizophrenia, usually you blame your everything on your family, particularly your parents. You're always blaming them for everything. And there's often stabbings over in Australia. And I can tell, I'm sad to say, this is real. This happens, that you have a schizophrenic in the family. And just by coincidence, I was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago looking at this, a well-known New Zealand musical type who owned record shops and a vineyard was stabbed and died from at a domestic dispute. And as I was looking at it, I noticed a friend that lives near me had commented on it, and he's also a Kiwi. He must have known the guy. And when I was around there cleaning his oven that same week, and I said, I just saw your comment on Facebook about this particular guy. And I said, what happened to him? And he said, his daughter, and schizophrenic, came home, you know, probably on methamphetamines or whatever. And she pulled a knife out of the kitchen drawer. He tried to take it off her. She stabbed him in the thigh. And then the mother managed to get the knife off her. And then as he's been taken to hospital, because he was 85, he died of a heart attack because of the, you know, it was extremely traumatic. And I was like, fucking hell, because I keep hearing these stories about schizophrenic children attacking their parents. So I say,
well, the old butter knife thing is like, you know, they'll take knives off us all the time if they... what will you be allowed to have? Plastic?
I think chopsticks will have to come with thimbles on top of them to stop you stabbing people with chopsticks in the future. I'm telling you, man,
we should be able to have open carry.
Right.
Seriously, I would have taken those two dudes.
You shouldn't even say the word, because you just wasted a bit of conversation then. It will never, ever, ever happen in this country.
Right.
You're not even going to be able to get we can't get an air rifle here. So how would you be getting an open carry?
Yeah, you could have hit that guy in the side of the head on the bridge.
With an air rifle, yeah, probably could have, wouldn't it?
With an air rifle, I know you would have. Yeah. Because you had a high-powered air rifle, right?
I had a very high-powered one, but that was, you know, I was 12 years of age, you know, up till I was about 15.
I know, but I'm just saying that's, I know it's Christmas time, I know you want to lighten the mood, and the mood, I'm sitting on the back of my balcony here, I've got a beer in my hand, I'm talking to you.
What's in your hand, Rollo?
What's in your hand?
My hand. I've got a James Bogues premium, and I've got a Manchester cigarette.
I've got a
in my other hand.
Well, I'll just tell you, I've got a Birra Moretti La Autentica from 1859, 330 mils, 33. Right. From Italy. It's an Italian beer, and it's very nice. I have to say that.
There you go. You bought that off your mate that works.
His wife.
His wife, yeah. There you go. So they didn't stab each other to death.
This is King Charles's bodyguard you're talking about, previous.
Yeah.
Talk about Danny. You know, he's. I didn't see him.
Danny sounds like a real nice guy. I mean, you're a real nice guy.
Anyway.
And, Yeah,
we'll talk about our weeks. So how was your week since we spoke last Saturday?
Well, I spoke to, like I said before, I spoke to, Johnny, Dave J. I spoke to Dave J and Linda. 33, and I thought it was 6 in the evening, and I was waiting for you to come in, and I was calling it. I was calling it. I mean, I was calling it Rick and Roller 60.
Yeah. That was total myth, Roller, because unless I'm in the room, it's not a Rick and Roller show. But what you did was a chat with Dave and Linda Curtis.
Hmm.
But unfortunately,
it was fantastic.
Rick and Rollo 60, but it wasn't. If I was Joel, I'd go through and edit in the ding down that sound from that game show. Ding down.
Yeah.
Every time you see.
I love that. Yeah, I love that game show. I know the one that you're thinking of is
Rob.
Richard. What was his name? I loved him. He was in The Running Man. It was called Family Feud. Richard
Dawson.
Family Feud. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Well, there was
we're almost the same age. You're 62. I'm 56.
Rollo, please don't add more. Look, I'm already fucking battling age.
You're 61.
That's it. What? Yeah, I am 61. I was at the gym just before Rollo, and I walked in there and I noticed there's a guy there had an All Blacks bag. There's one other guy in there. And I said, I see you're from Kiwi, eh? And he goes, yeah. And I said, where are you from? And he said, the same exact town where I grew up. And he's 47. That's number 11.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what a coincidence. We had a great chat. Anyway, can I talk, going back to the Bondi shooting, if you go into Wikipedia, absolutely. If you go onto Wikipedia and look it up and have a look at the coordinates and the numbers and everything, you're going to see a whole lot of mysterious numbers. And you know what time the shooting started in Eastern Standard Time, Roller? Do you want to guess it?
11.
18. What's 8 and 1? 18. 47.
9-11.
Exactly. That's the time that started.
It's going to be 9-11. Yeah,
if you're using cryptography, that means that this is a controlled operation and this is a big operation. This is one that's going to result. Now, forget about, you know, fake blood here and fake blood there. They are talking serious. The parliament has gone back into sessions just so they can push through a whole lot of things. And they always do this. I've noticed this since I've been awake, and we're talking about many years. Every Christmas, you'll always get a mysterious parliament can go back. And no one cares about what's going on in parliament because everyone's thinking about Christmas. They're thinking about their holidays, their travel plans. So no one, all the big radio announcers are on holiday. 2GB's got all fill-in hosts now. And now they're going to bring in this thing where they're going to take down platforms. Anyone that's mentioning anti-Semitic comments, their platforms are going to go, guaranteed. This is going to happen. So we've got to look at the real, no matter if, so even if the whole event last Sunday was the movie Bambi recreated on a bridge with Bambi's mother getting shot, And we all go, that looks like an animated deer. I don't believe that's real deer. It doesn't matter. They're going to ban this, that, and all sorts of things using this particular event. So it's a true things are going to happen. True things are going to happen.
Look. Avatar.
Yes, talk about Avatar.
Myron Ash. just came out, and James Cameron is a miserable. He's a miserable bitch of a man.
You think?
Oh fuck! I loved Aliens. I loved what was it called? Terminator 2.
The Terminator. Yeah,
the second one.
Yeah, Terminator T2.
I'll
just say this again.
He chilled the fuck out.
T2 is a symbol for Saturn. If you've ever seen the symbol for Saturn, it looks like T with a 2 attached to it. And that was Terminator 2, be told.
Oh, fuck yeah. It was like, look, I've got no love for Arnie, and I don't want to have anything to do with him because he...
Screw your freedom.
You know, when with the COVID scam, he said, screw your freedom.
Screw your freedom. What a fuckwit. What a fuckwit.
Fucking asshole, you know, to say that.
Absolutely.
And then he tried to walk it back where he said, oh, look, you know, I was...
It's too late, Arnie. We heard what you said.
Arnie,
screw your freedoms. Yeah, we heard you what you said, and so you're now persona non gratis. You do not exist as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
it really
hurt me because I when I was forced to wear a fucking nappy on my fucking face.
Yes.
I hated the lockdowns. I hated everything about it. Mm-hmm. I said the N word
a lot,
and I did a lot, and then got raped for it.
No, that was got nothing to do with that. That was when you said that there was a whole lot of cocaine up your rectum.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Never a good idea. I've always said that. I've always said never tell you've got a large amount of cocaine up your bottom if you don't want fingers up there.
It was the dumbest thing I ever did. Like Luke Skywalker might have said it when he was young.
Did he?
No. I'm just talking about George Lucas, about the hero's arc. Hero's journey, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Can we just go back to speaking of bikinis, and we weren't. What's her name? Carrie Fisher. She had an absolute body on her, like far out, man.
It was funny when they were brother and sister and they kissed each other.
Yeah, it was a bit of incest going on in the movie. Yeah.
But he didn't write that till later, and that they weren't. Yeah.
Is that what they said? I reckon that was deliberately put in there. I reckon that was
when
deliberately
they kissed each other, and they kissed each other quite passionately too.
Yep. Yep.
He kissed him. He didn't kiss her.
But she had an absolute perfect body to get into metallic bikini, which emphasized her ladies' bits, etc. I was totally impressed as a young child. No, it wasn't
Harrison.
Young. Was
Harrison Ford, the guy that played, sorry to talk over you there, Rick.
Han Solo.
He played Han Solo.
A lot of blokes were doing Han Solos after they saw
Han Solo. But when he kissed her, that was for real. He didn't want to. He didn't want to come back. That's why they put him in carbonite. You know, when they froze him, because he said he didn't want to get Han Solo, the guy that played Han Solo.
Harrison Ford. I think
he's still with us. I think he's still with us.
He's fucking still acting and still doing pretty good. You know, I don't want to say good, but Harrison Ford is one of those actors that's meant to be.
Oh, I think so.
Allegedly a carpenter. You know, if I was a carpenter.
Oh, that was. He started out in that American Graffiti.
Yep.
And then was he in that THX thing? I don't think he was
No. But he did do a cameo, or a role in Apocalypse Now, and it comes into
did he?
Yeah, Martin Sheen gets his orders from Harrison Ford.
From Harrison Ford. All right. Yeah.
Great.
He's
movie.
Got that one. He's got that wonderful scar on the bottom of his chin. It's probably from carpentry or something.
I don't know. Yeah, years ago. Maybe it was a carpentry because his backstory was that he was working on George Lucas's house, and George Lucas said, "Hey, you look like you should be an actor," and he got a job as an actor.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. Like that. I like that story.
Is it true?
Yeah, exactly.
Good story.
He became a grumpy old man. Like he was.
Yeah, but Rollo, me and you are turning. We are grumpy old.
Well, we are, but we're not that old, and we're not that grumpy. Come on,
Harrison Ford is in his 80s now. I think he's late 70s.
90, I'd say. No, do you want me to look it up?
Yeah,
do you want me to look it up?
Well, no, Harrison Ford would be 80 something or other. He's 20 years older than me.
Harrison Ford. Let's have a look and see how old he is.
Harrison Ford is apparently da-da-da-da-da. You can go into that grok and do the whole thing.
Oh, fuck the grok AI. Thing. Yeah, we can do fuck the grok AI. Thing.
Fuck AI. I'm not part of it. Will not be part of AI.
Let's try and do this. Wiki.
I reckon 82, possibly.
All right. Let's see if you're right.
I mean, it's a guess. You're listening
Rig and
to
Rig and Roller is 60.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you're listening to the Christmas show of Rick and Rilla on truthmeets.com. Back to the host, Rock and Rillo. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken.
It's Ken.
He's getting it all wrong again. But anyway, Rick and Rollo, episode number 60. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we made it. Harrison Ford, born on July 13th, 1942, is an American actor.
Okay, so he's 83.
He's Jewish. He's actually Jewish. Regarded as a cinematic culture icon. And starred in many films over the decades. Yeah, and the grossed billions of dollars. You know, I'm not interested in how much money he's worth.
No, but how old is he? So he's born. So he's a year younger than my father.
1942. So he's
84.
So he's 83. He married Mary Marquand, and then.
Aquan.
Then Melissa Matheson. So he's been married three times.
Is that
and then
Miles
Calista Flockhart.
He is with Calista Flockhart too, yeah.
He married her in 2010.
What was that journalist show that was full of predictive programming and all sorts of Calista Flockhart? Yeah, it was she had that stupid name.
Oh yeah, Calista Flockhart. Yeah, it was a good show actually. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah,
when she was a lawyer or something, where they had male and female
programming. Programming. Yeah. Ally McBeal.
So you got it. See, you got it before me. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. They should give me the ticking symbol. Yeah. Yeah, she's absolutely
when I'm around. Yeah. I am the Gerald McBoing Boing of radio.
Of trivia.
Yep.
And you can do sound effects as well. Trivia, you're pretty good on trivia.
Man, I am
Calista Flockhart.
I've just
anyway, got but, hey, but
on,
the
back,
most
hang on, back, okay, so back All right, keep going. You keep,
the
keep
most important thing, I reckon, is to talk about is psyops and bullshit stories.
Yeah, but once you've heard it, it's like these people that got into this Charlie Kirk thing, and I keep repeating this now, no one in any country apart from America gives a flying fuck about Charlie Kirk. No one.
But
no
when
one.
when it changes Australia... Australia is now going to change Australia. That Bondi bullshit is going to...
BB. Do you know anyone else called BB? The Bondi Beach? BB? 22?
I know. I can't stop thinking about the guy that took a selfie after being shot in the head. Whereas you saw him getting made up.
And the blood didn't look real.
It was purple.
No. What the comments on Facebook were, and I'm talking about thousands of likes after each comment, and these were from trained first responder ambulance officers going, nobody puts a bandage on without wiping the blood off first. That does not happen.
Yeah.
That's your first aid training. You cannot do that.
That wasn't AI. That was...
Of course it was. I'll say this. I said to Johnny's because I shared it to people when I first saw it, but then I suddenly thought they're out in an open ground. If you're doing a closed set and a makeup artist is doing work, you have a truck that does it all. There's no on the grass sitting in front of people. So that
he's
was probably
he was a crisis actor.
I know, but that photo of him sitting there laughing as this woman makes him up. That was an open set with, like, there were people everywhere. That wouldn't have happened if it was a film. That all your makeup's done in a caravan. You do not sit on the grass.
Oh, okay. I see.
Down in Bondi Beach, everyone will be able to see you. So that's, of course, it's that was AI, but they're using that photo to say, oh my God, there are people that are suggesting that it was a fake thing, and how dare they? Oh. And they're going to come telling it that the word fake. It's like 9/11 now. It's going to be used. It's going to be used.
You said the funniest thing ever. Who takes a selfie when you've just been shot in the head?
Shot in the head. Yeah. Well, we all do. Yeah. We all would do that. You know. You've just been.
I know when I went and bought the newspaper when Donald Trump got clipped in the ear or something.
Yeah, you did.
And. Maybe that was a little accomplished.
And I keep saying, and there's you and poor old Purple Play determined to say that, you know, yes, Donald Trump does some amazing things, but if you cannot trust this man, he's just playing in like the other orange headed fucker
we've
got
so
over here.
He's so charismatic.
Yes, he is. I love
everything about him. He's funny. I love his wife, Melania.
The other one fell down the stairs and died. Isn't that strange? The other one.
Sorry to hear that.
Ivana fell down the stairs and died, apparently. That's what they say. That's what I heard. I don't believe it.
But what he had to say about the
murder of Reiner
was outrageous. Do you want me to read the tweet?
Can you please?
Oh, let me read you the tweet. Give me a second, I'll find it. The Rob Reiner. It was on Truth Social. It wasn't actually on X. Truth Social is his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donald Trump's. Trump's tweet. There we go.
Have you got a Christmas tree up or any decorations?
No.
You should just
I'm a laziest bastard there is. I will walk down to the village.
Stick some tinsel around a bottle of vodka and stick it in the corner of your house. And call it the vodka tree. Rollo's vodka tree.
There you go. Well, I appreciate that, mate. That's my Christmas present you've just given me.
What's that?
Okay. Just what you said there.
Let's get a 40-ounce bottle of vodka and stick it on the corner of your kitchen console. Beautiful kitchen. What last time I saw it was nice and clean.
I look after this place very well. Here we go. Donald J, do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear the tweet? It goes, a very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling, but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to anger and caused others through his massive, unyielding and incurable affliction with mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome.
He did suffer from it. Now, did you think Spinal Tap was fun? I didn't think it was that funny, to be honest. I loved the first one.
I didn't like the second one. I thought the second one was a bit lame.
I haven't seen the second one. It was all right. But I'm fans of all of those guys, like Michael.
My favorite movie of his was Princess Bride, you know, with Bill.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, great. Rob Reiner was a talent. He was meathead and, you know, Archie, and all in the family.
See, yeah, again, that's a little bit, I was a bit too young for that, for all in the family.
It was a huge show when I grew up. Massive show. Maureen Stapleton.
Glad to hear it. Yeah.
Archie. And, what was his name? Sally Struthers, who was a beautiful.
Oh, Sally Struthers. She's still going. I saw her in a thing with Ted Danson.
When she gets interviewed by, what's the Aussies?
Norman Gunston.
Norman Gunston does an interview.
Oh, my God.
He made her.
She get an electric razor and he goes, I use one.
I used one. And she bursts into tears. That is real laughter and real comedy. Bless Gary McDonald, who suffered from probably the same as you.
Massive depression.
He was, what do you call it? Like you've got when your highs are too high and your lows are too low. He's got the same thing. Yeah, because that's what you're like. It's called manic depression, where you get really, really happy.
When he got the vodka poured over his head by Keith Moon.
Yeah.
And he go up to superstars, because he had the funniest one,
and it was so clever. He went up to what's Shirley MacLaine's brother? What's his name? The most allegedly the best looking guy ever, Warren.
Yeah.
Warren, what's his name? The American actor.
I can't help you, man. You're telling a story.
He's the brother of, he was in Shampoo. Warren Beatty.
When he goes, how many women have you slept with on the plane on the way over?
Yeah, no, but what he said, he goes, is it true that Carly Simon wrote that song about you? And then he says,
"The impossible dream."
Because it's not actually. And now you had to have a good sense of humor to know what he was joking. Because the song that Carly Simon allegedly wrote about him,
and he coughed on his cigar. He was smoking a cigar at the time, "What the fuck?"
He goes, "What the fuck?" Because what the real joke is that "You're So Vain" by Carly Simon was written about Warren Beatty. Yeah. And then he said, that song that she wrote about, and he goes, it's called The Impossible Dream. And as soon as he done that, he realized this guy's got a good sense of humor, and he choked on his cigar. That was so funny.
He did choke on his cigar, didn't he? Yeah, because he was just pulling right there. Now,
anyone listening to the show, it's all available on YouTube. If you want to look up Warren Beatty and Norman Gunston and Sally Struthers, highly recommend the Sally Struthers one because she was laughing. She was out loud, outrageous laughter, crying with laughter at the things that he said. And he was because he's so deadpan when he does You know, yeah. He looks, you know, she goes,
the way she
needs to use an electric shaver. And he turns around and goes, yeah. I do.
The way he touches his face. Yeah, I do.
That was fantastic. That was champagne comedy, Rollo. Champagne comedy.
Where do we get that? We get that from the Late Show we used to watch when we were in the late 90s with Rob Sitch and I used to love the Working Dog Productions. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hands down, man. Do you remember him interviewing Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
And he said, here you go, some blood, because there's the thing in Manila or something that we're going to have a fight with Joe Frazier. Yeah. And he gets right behind him. And he goes, well, I'm punchy. That's why I'm crazy. What makes you crazy?
Yeah, no, it was a meeting of the mind. Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Anyway, let's move on to, so have you told your week since I spoke to you?
Well, I've ordered a brand new mobile phone, a Galaxy S21 5G.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I'm worried about losing all the stuff on this phone.
You're going to if you don't update it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've got a 5G phone, so I'm a hypocrite. I've got one that's heating my. I won't be able to have children anymore. That's for sure, because I've got a 5G.
But
phone
do you want any more children? You've got two sons and a daughter.
No. I do not want any more children. I've just got over that. And
do you want to have sexual intercourse with women? Men?
Can I just emphasize that one? That really does not appeal to me. I'm so glad that I never got that highly. This is what the gays are, highly sexed. They cannot put it in there.
Keep it in there. Slack.
They cannot.
It wasn't called gay back in the day. Gay used to mean happy. You remember that?
Yes,
remember that? Yeah, back in the day, gay meant happy, not sticking your dick in some other guy's butthole.
That's true. That's true. Anyway. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, well, look, I tried it a couple of times. It's not that much fun.
Well, at least we've got accurate radio here. So from live report from Rollo, don't try rectal sex. I call it rectal sex, not anal sex. It's rectal sex. One of my light bulbs is blowing.
What happened? What happened in the mid '80s? We had the AIDS epidemic, and I believed it. I thought it was real. That's why Anthony Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates should be on the end of a gallows pole.
Look, Fauci for sure and Gates for sure. But Klaus Schwab, I do believe, was just
Have we got Klaus here? Hold on. I hear a helicopter.
Brutal.
Is there a helicopter?
Brutal. This is Klaus
Schwab. Get it, Klaus.
Have you been reset yet?
No, I haven't been reset. I've got quite a bit of money, and I'm talking to you. I have enough money. I'm retired, and I don't want to eat the bugs. Why do you want me to eat the bugs? I mean, tell me.
I am unemployed now. You know what I'm talking about? The other people, are they used to me? As a bad guy, it's KUI, in the, whatever you say. I am a nice guy, Roro. Look, I have a piranha. I look after my little piranha. Roro, you know what I'm getting for Christmas? Did I tell you this?
No, you haven't. Tell me.
Roro, my wife, Hilda, who is, by coincidence, is the same name as my auntie, Hilda. My wife, Hilda, is buying me a little, it's a fish bowl with wheels on it, so I can take my piranha for walks around the town. It's wonderful. Oh. I've been asking for one for a long time. Yeah, so it's a fish boat, and it's got what do you call it? A little motor under it, and I can just control it, and I can take it for a walk.
Brilliant.
So I can take my piranha for a walk around my castle. K A is Z E L, and I can if anyone falls into the fish bowl and gets eaten, it's wonderful because it saves me some money. Do you know how, Rolo? Do you know how much piranha food has gone up in the last 2 years? It's terrible. It's so expensive. Oh.
Inflation.
No, but do you
realize that I'm your nephew?
No, Rolo, you're the only way that I've been able to get my voice on the old talented radio.
Rick and Rolo 60.
And I come in and I just landed my little helicopter just down the road and I scuttled up the hill and your friend Ike has gone to the bathroom to powder his nose and make sure his wig is on tight. And he is, so I'm here to do it. But anyway, so
All right. Klaus, I want to see you on the end of a gallows pole. There was a song written.
Rolo, the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And those other people were useless eaters.
Where's the dumb button? Where's Rick? Come back. Okay. Fuck off, Klaus.
Thank you, Klaus. But what was he singing? Rudolph?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Fuck off, Klaus.
Yeah, I know. I feel sorry for him, though. You're listening to
Rick and Rollo 60.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so yeah, Rick and Rollo 60, December 20th, is it? Oh, what is your
21st. 21st. Oh, no, sorry, the 20th. You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. I thought my math is wrong sometimes.
I might get the dates wrong, but at least I don't turn up 12 hours early and do a whole show without me.
That was hilarious, wasn't it? I did it with Dave J and Linda, 33.
We'll call this
an after show.
No, Rollo, no. This is Rick and Rollo 60. You did not do a Rick and Rollo show this morning. You might have thought you were doing one.
I was so wasted. But we spoke about the whole Bondi thing. Dave J was so, you think he's a stoner, but he's... No, he totally knew what I was talking about.
Unless I'm on a show with you, it's not Rick and Rollo. Okay. You need to understand. If you're on a show with Dave, it's called Rollo Audio Chat featuring Dave and Linda Curtis. Not Rick and Rollo 60. You have not done one. This is not an after show.
I got you.
Rick and Rollo 60. Get into your fucking head.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. And you got a beer in your hand, and I've got a beer in my hand.
I'm listening to the train that would have gone past your house 2 hours ago, or no, 3 hours ago. This is coming past
every time. Every time a train goes past my house, now that John Laws has died, I kiss this ring.
I kiss
this ring on my left hand. I do it because of my mother, out of respect for my mother.
Are you
who's up in heaven?
She wears my ring.
Yeah.
Do you really? Are you
We got to work out what song we're going to go with tonight.
Yes, we do. Eventually. Now we've still got a bit of time. What I wanted to do is get Frank the Salt Guy to come in and do a Christmas show, and But I didn't invite him, so he probably isn't listening. So do another time.
Yeah, you should invite the anti Jew. What's his name? The noise level.
Oh well, he'll be in overdrive at the moment.
Oh fuck yeah, after Bondi.
To be honest, I'm glad he's not here because Rick and Rollo show would be getting cast off every platform that, you know, because if you actually want to listen to Rick, I go onto my Podbean or Podomatic or whatever it is, and I put in Rick and Rollo and I've got the latest shows. I don't go into Truth Meets. I could if I had to, but yeah. They're talking, and I'll say this again, I'll repeat this. If anyone wants to see what's going to happen in Australia censorship-wise, go to a conspiracyoz.com site, and it's hosted by a guy called Mick Raven.
Okay.
And go in the latest show, go 22 minutes, 30 seconds in, and you're going to hear his sampling of a Aussie lawyer who's got a big site with 140,000 regular listeners reading out what's coming down that they're not talking about. For the Australian censorship pre the Bondi shooting. So this is already before. Now they're moving it up to another level.
What did you think of Ray Hadley though?
A wanker. And wanking away, masturbating live on air.
He was, wasn't he?
Yep.
The girl that he was talking to. And
blaming Anthony Albanese was the guy. Basically what they're implying is that Anthony Albanese may as well have been loading shotgun and high-powered rifle and passing it to the two stooges, not three stooges, the two stooges.
Yeah.
One was 24 and the other one was 50. Mm. And I added them together and got 11. I don't know how that happened. And then I looked at the starting date. The amount of people shot was 15. That's number six. There's a couple of sixes involved. All of the big psychological operations use cryptography and numbers. I'll just inform those of you, slow thinking out there. They're all, if it's an operation, that all will use cryptography to get to other people that understand the cryptography.
What did you think when the guy disarmed the bloke and then put it next to the tree. I thought
Batman Robin episode fighting the Riddler in the original the muzzle had the words pow, wham, kick, bash, you know, superimposed on that imagery. I thought that of that the guy that's in hospital allegedly that disarmed and then it got shot a couple of times. He looks just like the father off The Sopranos. What's his name? Who died very young.
Oh, Tony Soprano. Are you talking about the actor? The main guy.
Who he looks like.
I really liked him as an actor.
Have a look at the guy that disarms the shooter, in brackets. That's who he looks like. He looks like Tony Soprano. He's in hospital. He's from Syria. He's a Muslim, fruit shop owner, blah, 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 insert whatever. Now, as I said, I don't care. Look, it doesn't matter whether it's real or fake to me anymore. I just go of what's actually going to eventuate, just like the New Zealand one I talked about on that fart podcast, Fake Australia, Fakeology Australia Roundtable, episode February 2020, pre-COVID. And I said, this is going to be big. This is 9/11 2.0 for New Zealand. But it wasn't just 9/11 2.0 for New Zealand. It was 9/11 2.0 for Facebook and for a lot of social media where you could not live stream anymore. They totally took live streaming off Facebook after the New Zealand psychological operation. Guaranteed. Be told.
All right. Well, Tony Soprano was played by James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfini.
Well, he died. He died in the heart attack. He was really good in an episode of Doctor Who, actually.
No.
With he was.
Was he in Doctor Who?
He was in an episode with Doctor Who. Yeah, absolutely.
Playing who?
Oh, no, it wasn't Doctor Who. It was the guy that played Doctor Who. What was his name? The white-haired guy that took over from the girl. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Rollo, if you can't name the actor, then you're a wild
man. He was...
You are the expert on Doctor Who.
I am an expert on Doctor Who, but I've had a few beers.
So have I.
Someone's
playing loud music near me and it's annoying me.
No, it was a big train just going past. It was a big train going past.
That's you.
I live next to the train.
Can I tell you, that train will be past my house at 9 o'clock. That's the
SBT. I like that.
That's the SBT that's going to arrive near my house at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Who played Doctor Who?
It's not John, the one
I really liked.
Peter Davidson.
No, Tom Baker obviously played.
But who had white hair? The only one that had white hair was John Pertwee.
Well, John Pertwee, I absolutely loved. But that was Peter Capaldi is the guy I'm trying to think of.
Okay. Capaldi. And so James Gandolfini was on an episode of Doctor Who.
No, he wasn't. No, it was a show called. It was a political show where he swore his friggin' head off. He's a Scottish guy, and he says fucking. It's called The Thick of It. There we go. I just found it. There you go. Yeah, The Thick of It. And James Gandolfini, before he died, he was hugely fat. He was unwell.
Yeah.
He ticked all the boxes
for looking like you're going to have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
For sure.
Yeah, me too. Look at me. I'm skinny.
Skinny people don't have heart attacks unless they're vaccinated. Do you want to go on to the COVID page? Because we've shared a lot of people on the Rick and Rollo site, and there's been a lot of people dying a bit young on the Rick and Rollo COVID site.
All right.
If you can.
Random Ramble. Comedy classics. I love your site. I've been kicked off. Here we go. Code days. Let's wish you get.
Well, you're called Rick. It's a Rick and Rollo page, so I don't think you're going to get kicked off, Rollo. Actually, you probably did a few times when you were going on about certain people, but so.
That's right. Who? A 35-year-old chap, good-looking chap, a ginger.
Yes, the son of Coronation Street. Son of the Coronation Street.
There you go.
He died 35 and he went to sleep and died. Now, when have you ever heard of that happening for a 35-year-old? Can I tell you, Rollo? I went to the cafe. I'm going to go there tomorrow, actually, this cafe tomorrow. Sure. And next door to it is a shop that sells plants and water. It's like I don't know how they've become a business, but they've actually got a business. And they're a couple. I didn't know. There's two guys, men, homosexuals.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, right?
Well, apparently not. And they're very tidy and clean. Anyway, one of the other partner 2 years ago went to sleep in his 30s and didn't wake up. And when I went into the cafe, everyone was all miserable and there'd been a big funeral. And I said, what happened to him? And she goes, oh, he went to sleep and died. And I looked at her and went to sleep and died. That's not normal. And she was going, apparently it happens. And I was going, well, I didn't want to go on.
Everyone's sort of being brought into this thing where they're trying to normalize it. That's what Uncle Klaus.
It's normal. Yeah.
No, it's not normal.
It's not normal.
There's no way people should get to sleep.
If you're 96 years of age.
It doesn't matter how healthy.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, it does. If you're 96, I'll go, oh, that's no good. If you're 88, 60, 78, when it gets to 30 fucking
something. John Laws in your 90, you definitely wake, you don't wake up.
No.
I would have hoped he would have made 100.
Yeah, no, but I reckon John Laws went to a doctor and the doctor said advised flu shot. Because every now and then he sounded terrible, but every now and then he would sound good.
He did, didn't he? His voice.
When I lost my favourite show, the George and Paul show, George and Paul, not George and Paul, George and Paul show, they constantly would have that, the two, and he's a doctor on 2GB, forget his name. He comes on, he always advises flu shots. These two promoted flu shots all the way through their show, and they're always going,
That's why I always hated the ABC, the Virginia Trioli. Remember her? She's a witch. She's a witch.
Looks like
I guarantee you.
Yep.
But, sorry, how about George and Paul?
So I found out only like a year ago that Paul B. Kidd had passed away at Christmas 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
And I went, he was only in his 70s. And I was like, when I say only in the 70s, you're not meant to just drop dead at 70 something or other. Most people should make it to the late into the 80s. If you're really, really lucky, in your 90s, but very rare, rare.
That's why, you know, when Shane Warne died so young, and I was a huge fan of Shane Warne.
Yes. That's normal, Roller. He bled out of his ears and his heart and his mouth in Thailand. Completely normal, apparently. I'm more concerned about the lack of care on Monkey Boy, or whatever they call it, the slur was. On that guy, he was a super fit, ripped abs, fit cricketer. What's his name? Andrew Simons. He was driving on a road where there was no other traffic,
There were no curves.
In 2023 or whenever it was, I went. That sounds
definitely jabbed.
A vaccident.
There you go. I've never heard that term before.
Well, if you do around this place, I'll just tell you now. He had a vaccident, and I had this guy goes, stop being a conspiracy theorist. He had a car accident. I said, was there anyone else involved? He goes, well, I'm not sure, but he had a crash. And I said, if he died on a road by himself having a heart attack, the guy has been fucking terminated by his vaccine.
He was super rich after, because he was going.
What
was it called? Cricket
2020. 2020. Isn't
it
interesting?
Yeah. Cricket 2020. Big time. Yeah. Oh, he was very massively rich.
So we lost Shane Moore, Andrew Simons, and a lot of other people.
Was very funny as well.
Funny, but he was super athletic, Roller. If you see the picture of him with his shirt off, the guy's ripped abs, big, his muscle, he trained hard, right? I know, you just do not get like
they called him monkey or something, remember?
That was a slur because he was slightly darkish, but he was more white than black for sure. But,
but the monkey thing was a bit of a racism.
It was racism for sure, but.
Yeah, a bit of racism, but.
But anyway, Andrew Simons.
He died
on the road with no other traffic and just suddenly crashed into.
Ridiculous.
He had a vaccident.
I hear it.
Because he was having to go to India to fulfill his contracts, and you could not leave Australia.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on, a vaccident. I'm going to call it. Yeah,
and,
because
well, I've seen Rollo. I do a lot of driving. I do a lot of driving.
I know you
do. Freeway, right?
You saw that red moon. You saw that red moon the other night.
Yeah, that was fantastic. But no. What I'm talking about is I keep seeing every now and then two ambulances on the side of the road with someone in a an older person usually in a car getting treated, and I'm going, that's a bit odd. I never used to see that before. I never used to see. Or cars that have just gone randomly off the road and off the side of the road. And I'm going, hang on a minute. This is new. This is a new. I'm seeing cars going off the side of the road, crashing into, So this is your heart attacks. Thanks to flu shot. Thanks to vaccine. Pfizer. Who was your
New words. We got two new words in the last 3 weeks. We got Vaxxitin and Amogaloo. I'm actually just having a beer tonight, but
that's good. Now you sound you sound absolutely fantastic. You've got
thank you, my friend. My friend, you've always been a friend to me.
I have got a Christmas tree, a fake one, of course. I don't believe in killing trees.
That's fine,
but I've got all the decorations on it are made, not all of them, but about 50% of them are my children when they were little made Christmas decorations around this time. Yeah.
You like Dad when he had his children talk on Fakeologists, didn't you?
I said, and he's doing it. I said, you've got to use those bumpers with your daughter.
Yeah.
And then
the daughter.
Roller, me and you are radio tragics, right? Favorite Christmas adverts were always the cheap, nasty kind of poor special effects, but just a cheap, it's ching, 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 ching. And someone saying, my favorites that I'd love to hear again was, you're listening to
Rick and Rollo 60.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Hello. Hello, Kev.
You're listening. Hang on a minute. You're listening to the Rick and Rilla show on truthmeets.com on the 21st of December 2025. Back to our hosts, Rock and Rilla.
Thanks. Oh, Jesus.
Kev.
Honestly,
Kev.
That's his voice. That was his voice. He's gone. He just comes in. He's in the studio at truthmeets.com, which is situated in Lithgow. That's where.
I said Goulburn 1 week. Last week, do you remember I referred to Rosie as Chrissy, you when you misspeak and you go, what the hell are you talking about? I know. It's just when you're a little bit drunk.
So anyway, we do. And you can hear this. There you go. I'm dropping some more empties. Rollo, what are you doing for Christmas, which is in 4 days' time?
I'm going to be on my own.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Christy? Is she not coming
over? She'll be with her family.
Aren't you not invited? But it wouldn't surprise me if you're not.
No, I've been blacklisted.
I'm just going to look in the calendar. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days and it's Christmas Eve. And 25th is on the Thursday. So you're going to be I'll be sitting at home by myself.
Sitting on my own masturbating.
Strangling animals, golf, and masturbating. The three hobbies of.
was funny. When we were talking about John Law.
That was my.
The three S's in life. Seinfeld was a. What was the other one?
I can't remember. Do I say something funny like that? They come off the top of my head, right?
It was, it's classic.
Seinfeld, something and something or other.
Yeah, Simpsons, Seinfeld, and
South Park.
Something else. South Park, that's right. Yeah.
I have to say, I do enjoy South Park. Now, Rollo, I've watched now.
So do I.
Stranger Things, I've watched all the first season and two episodes into the second season. I'll be finishing it off over Christmas to catch up to the latest one. I enjoy it, but I go, like, Winona Ryder's acting is hysterical.
Maybe that's what I can do.
Do yourself.
Well, I'll do on my own. I can do them on my own.
But
most of it's on Apple Plus, Apple TV.
No. South. I'm sorry.
Which
Stranger Things is Netflix.
Yeah, I've got that here.
So I've enjoyed, and now look, I'm addicted to it. I have to find out, but the acting's not that great. Again, Winona Ryder is a hysterical character through it. I love
I like the daughter that she has. What's her name?
Winona Ryder.
She's had a little bit of plastic surgery. The daughter.
Winona Ryder had children.
She was on a show called Wednesday or something.
Is that they have a child? Okay, well there you go. You know, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that would be with that other actor though.
She's had a little plastic, and she doesn't look the same. We all worry about getting old. I mean, Rick, we had jokes.
You told me.
You were getting a few crow's feet, around your eyes.
And I told you that thanks to you, I've booked into a Asian beautician.
Yeah.
In Asheville, and they're offering facelifts for $250.
Yeah, I didn't want you to get one.
Can I tell you that's a thing that there actually are beauticians, basically doing homemade plastic surgery, breast implants. Your next door neighbor got jailed. Did your previous next door neighbor got jailed?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't want to say his name on air.
Okay. Well, you can because it's in the media. He got jailed for doing offering plastic.
I know who you're talking about. He was a nice guy. He really was.
That there are so many people offering cheap plastic surgery in the winter is Sydney, and I'm talking about boob jobs.
He was renting that place next door.
Warren's place.
Yeah, that's right.
Really.
Yeah.
So what he was doing, he was injecting people with all sorts of stuff. Yeah. He was a tattooist.
Oh, I know. It was crazy.
And cutting people's ears off and doing body modification.
I went to his Christmas party a few years back, probably 20, 30 years back.
This is before.
I enjoyed his job. He had pet snakes.
He was named as spiders.
He had spiders. He would put spiders.
He's a fucking weirdo there. I don't got no time people that imprison spiders or snakes. No time. But he was doing body modification.
Yeah.
And someone, I don't know if they died, but they got serious injuries from his cutting their ears off, shaping them like pixies' ears or whatever he was doing. What a fuckwit. I mean, leave your body alone. Look, when no one's happy with their body, very few people. Very few people.
I'm quite happy. I'm happy with more. The only trouble I have is, you know, going to take a shit in the morning and not doing a John Wick on my dog. That's the only thing I don't.
Can I help you with that? What you need to do is get hold of, this is how I've revolutionized my life.
Yeah.
Get hold of slippery elm and psyllium and mix some slippery elm and psyllium, and you will have perfectly shaped stools and I'm not talking about ones you sit on.
I love it.
And if you need probiotics, yeah, no problem whatsoever.
You are a doctor.
I am a doctor. I am a doctor. You know, I keep saying that, you know, Rollo, I keep saying that when I'm driving. I keep saying, I am a psychiatrist. And I keep getting bombarded because I know what they're doing.
Well, you are a psychiatrist. You know why you're a psychiatrist? Because I treat Rick and Rollo 60 as therapy.
I have treated you, man, with tough love.
Yeah, I know.
When you say, I'm going to go and commit suicide, I used to say, go and find the fucking tallest bridge you can find and fucking jump off it.
I said, build
a bridge and jump off it. And that's how you deal with people, because they go, hang on a minute, I might sound, mate, I don't want to do that. I don't want to jump off a bridge. But you were telling people you did. And you had how many people?
The Stockton bridge thing is always, cheer me up when you do that. Yeah.
You had well-meaning, but I call otherwise stupid people.
Where I live now is perfection.
I love it. It's fantastic. Apart from,
it is so cold in the house because I've got 33 solar panels, and it costs me $50 a quarter. Do you know what my water bill? My water bill was this week? It was $330. Yeah, that's huge. I'm paying mine off weekly.
I pay $20 a week and I pay my rate $60 a week.
Oh, is that how you do it? Yeah.
And I recommend you should do that because you don't notice so much. And you're usually, and my power's 50 a week or something like that, or 40 a week. And when you get the bill, you don't notice it because it's already been taken out of your bank. Highly recommend.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I own my house, so the house is mine. So I just don't need to piss the neighbors off, even though I'm smoking a cigarette out.
It is only 7:10. You can do what you like. If you want to be maybe not naked, but you can be up there shouting till 11 p.m.
I'm not naked. I've got a Newcastle jersey on.
Good. Excellent.
So everyone loves me. Because when I wear my Parramatta one, they get a little bit shitty. Because I watched that thing that you posted the other night with the Amy and Amel and the Sniffers.
Yeah.
And he's drumming with his hardy flex.
I saw that. Parramatta. I noticed that too. He's got
it was crazy good.
Did you hear that stupid bimbo though? And I have, sorry, Amy Taylor, stupid bimbo. The first thing she's coming out with it, she goes, everyone just, you know, climate change is real. And I was like, you stupid.
Amy, shut up and think.
Go and see an orthodontist afterwards because your teeth are fucked. You look terrible. But why would she do that? And she comes in and she goes, it's, you know, everyone needs to know climate change is real. And I was like, honestly, I'm not a big fan of that band anymore after I kept hearing her fucking open.
But you got to separate the art from the artist. Come on.
True. But, you know, Martha told me that he went to see them in England and he said everything she said was politically correct crap. And I thought, but when you actually hear them,
I fucking love that first song they released, Some Months Can't Be Muscled. I loved it.
To be honest, Rollo, the Rick and Rollo show has broken more big artists because I hear something and I put it on. So we'll share that.
Well, remember Molly Meldrum back in the late 70s on Countdown. Do yourself a favor. Yeah, you know it.
But look, I love looking at Amy's bum and her
She's got a cute backside.
She has. And she's doing,
she's wearing that super tight red leather.
Well, hey, my ex and her partner went to see AC/DC last night in Brisbane.
Why were you saying Brisbane the other night? That was Brisbane. I thought you were just being funny. No.
Apparently, my boys, they've gone up to see their granddad on her dad, which is fantastic.
On her side, on
yeah, but on they've, but the her and her side. Her and her partner went off to see AC/DC because she's got obviously more money than sense. Because I would not pay honestly to go and see Angus Young staggering around on stage with his white hair.
He's a 71-year-old.
Yeah, but you know,
like you see him when he's not on stage. He's a lovely guy.
The reviews, are all 10 out of 10. Stevie Young, which would say is the son of Malcolm Young, is on guitar. A bit of nepotism
going on here.
But I love it. That's fantastic. But to me, I don't want to see. I'm not a fan of what's his name, Brian Johnson. His screeching is
They need to call it quits. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think I'm not.
There's no way I'd go to get on a plane to go to Brisbane. I'd be worried about the pilot being vaccinated or something, you know.
I've flown to Melbourne 2 or 3 times this year and to New Zealand once, and no problem whatsoever. I think they got two pilots on board. But as long as one of them's not vaccinated, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you got three. And the plane's stable. You know, if you hit turbulence.
When you fly to Wellington and you expect to have a normal landing, good luck, because Wellington is where they train international pilots to fly into that airport because the winds are just beyond whatever. My mother's uncle, who was in he was a real funny guy, Uncle Bob.
And he could fly a plane.
No, he was an electrician, but he used to take us. His thing to do was to drive to the Wellington airport and just sit there watching planes come down, because you would never see a normal landing because the wind's so horrific.
It's called wind shear.
And you're watching planes coming in, and I remember, you know, I was 12 years of age, him taking us there, and he had bought a bottle of lemonade and was sitting there drinking lemonade out of cups, watching planes, their wings wobbling, and like, Wellington Airport
crazy,
is
a wild one.
If you want to, and you, I know you love this, to take your life in your hands, next time you go to New Zealand, don't fly to Auckland, fly to Wellington, and you're going to get some serious wind turbulence. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. New Zealand is such a lovely place. I mean, there's no doubt why they filmed the Lord of the Rings over there.
Yeah. All through the south and north. So both
islands. Yeah. That beautiful what's that beautiful cave down at the south island there? Waitomo
is in the North Island. With the glow warm.
North Island's all stinky because it's got all the
Rotorua is one area.
It's a son of a bitch. I don't like Rotorua at all.
It smells.
Whereas the South Island,
it smells like someone's just unloaded the worst.
The worst part ever. Yeah, exactly.
And it's permanent when you get there. That smells. Permanent.
Yeah, you get used to it.
You do. It's sulfur. Sulfur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they throw They throw, what do they throw? Dishwashing powder or something to get the...
Someone should make a T-shirt up, goes, in Rotorua, no one can tell you farted. And that should be a T-shirt. And
it should be.
What has no one... I only thought of it just then. And I lived in New Zealand for 21 years. And Rotorua, it's like, remember, you know, in space, no one knows you fart. That's a famous T-shirt.
You're trying to think of Alien now.
No one can hear you scream.
Yeah, no one can hear you scream. Yeah, no one can eat ice cream. What was the funny joke? No one can hear you fart.
In space, no one can hear you fart.
Oh, yeah.
T-shirt that got made up.
I love that movie. 1979. It was...
I love that movie. It was fantastic. It got ruined by this friend of ours. No, not a friend. Just this wanker, loudmouth. He was sitting behind us the whole time going, guess what? It's going to come out of the stomach. It's going to come out of the stomach. And I'm everyone was turning around.
Someone spoiler for you.
I've said it before on one of their shows.
Fucking John Hurt, when he was lying on that table.
Yep.
And he had that, and the alien come out of his stomach.
Now, can I just say this? If you watch Stranger Things first episodes, the first series, it's exactly all this. It's alien. It's got so many aspects of alien.
You've
got to watch it. And a little alien comes out of the kid's mouth when he's, you know, after he's been rescued from the underworld or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's all nostalgia. Big time.
Yeah, you'll like it. You'll enjoy it. It's 80s horror movie nostalgia.
Yeah.
For sure.
My biggest nostalgia is thinking about Two Bob FM when I worked there, and I worked for free, but grabbing every record, working on a dual deck, having people call in.
Yeah, fantastic!
Rick and Roll 60.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
You're listening to the Rock and Rilla. I haven't got my glasses on tonight, so I can't see it properly. Rock and Rilla, episode number 60, on December the 21st of 2025. And back to our host, Rock and
Thank Rilla. You, Ken. You would have been dumped off John Law's way before now.
I can't believe it's because Joel's only got – Joel's a hard-working train driver. He can't afford to get pro back announcers. So we've got to
I gave him a special Christmas present father. My father, it's a train.
It's not money, though. Did you give him any money? No.
No, well, when we go and do the Lithgow, what's it called? The Bilderberger thing. If he needs $600, I'll give it to him.
Why wouldn't you? I'll hesitate to guess that you need to, like, I do it through my bank account. I always send some money to,
Well, I got charged $330 the other day for my water bill. Disgusting. And I kind of went, I don't mind if I give money away. I'll do it. You know, when you were given, was it Clive Robertson gave you $200?
I went on to the he had a question thing on 2GB on a Friday night after 9 o'clock. And I was working at this particular place, and I said to the question was who did this or whatever, and I got three questions right in a row, $200 yeah. sent to me about 5 days
That's
later.
Awesome. I like it.
2GB. Rollo, can I tell you, in my library area, I have got a bottle of Y champagne that's yellow, whatever it's called, from 1986 from, what's his name? The biggest speech impediment ever, Ron Casey, sent me.
I loved Ron.
So I
2KY.
Ran
out,
2KY.
2KY.
And I'm telling you now, right now, I'm looking at it right now, I've got a bottle of champagne from Ron Casey. Yep.
But how do you say it correctly?
One with a W.
One Casey.
Yeah.
He was classic. I only listened to 2KY for him.
I'm telling you, Rollo, I am a total radio devotee to this day. And
I even like
Graham Richardson when Graham Richardson was doing
He was on Sky. He was on Sky and
I'm talking about radio. Fuck Sky. When he was on, he'd be on 2GB and was trying to, you know, become a nice guy. And he was trying. It didn't work very well. But Ron Casey.
Let's talk about all the radio people we've met in our lives. Have you ever met Graham Richards? No, I met John Single.
I was walking across the road from well-known Kerry Packer's club in Pitt Street, forget what it was called.
Okay.
And I've seen Graham Richardson come staggering across the road, you know, red, 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 red. He pissed out, had a huge lunch on his way to see some hookers, Chinese hookers, guaranteed. And I thought, fuck, man.
What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with it.
But they called him. He wasn't called Sir Lunch a lot. There was another couple of politicians that were named that. Yeah.
Remember Ray Hadley was talking about a woman being dragged by a hair, and I think it was one of the Manly players. Manly.
Oh yeah, I know who.
Yeah, remember? And Hadley was trying to defend how because. The guy that was dragging
his girlfriend by the hair was that Manly player. What's his name?
Yeah,
and he spoke like this, and he had a terrible speech.
St George's guy was his father. Gaznia, it wasn't.
Gaznia didn't do that. Gaznia was the he was caught saying they wanted a bun. Which is a threesome, and he was caught on. They taped him saying, "Fire up, you bitch! You know, fire up, you bitch! You know, we're coming out of this, you know, have a bun." This is the culture of rugby league, the sport of the imbecile, the highest level of imbecility.
Every time you say imbecile, I think of Ray Hadley. There's nothing about that word.
I never spoke to Ray,
but you have.
I did many times.
Yeah, but, you even sound like him a little bit. Can you do your Ray Hadley?
No, I don't sound anything like him. But I'll tell you now, the guy that's replaced him, Mark Levy, who is now raining through the roof. He's doing is copying off Ray Hadley, whereas Ray Hadley tried to be a John Laws, but.
He did the same thing. Yeah. The guy that I really liked was the dwarf that Lawsy hated. Do you remember the guy that came from Adelaide?
From Melbourne, was it?
Steve Price.
He was a big star in Melbourne, which is definitely the communist headquarters of Australia, is Melbourne. There's no doubt whatsoever.
It was funny when Darren Hinch tried to come up come up and...
And he failed miserably.
And do radio, he failed miserably.
You know, because he said, I'm coming up here to destroy John Laws. And
yeah, John Laws wasn't taking that for a bit. That's why he went knuckles down at Otto with Bob Rogers. Is he still with us?
Bob died.
Long gone?
Year, I think. Yeah, long. No, about
long
a year.
Gone.
About a year.
Yeah, long gone. I think he's still with us.
Are you talking about Mike Carlton?
Mike Carlton was the one that held, I think, was John Laws. Because John Laws...
He was trying to pull...
With the big Carlton guy.
Mike Carlton was trying to pull John Laws back from attacking.
He had a few drinks that night.
A lot. No, he would have had wild
on the finger wall.
Suppositories.
Yeah, a few wild... Oh, man.
Yeah, the wild turkey. Bourbon is an alcohol to create aggression. Bourbon is a real tough guy drink for sure. Not all people drink bourbon, but it's definitely one that gets you aggressive.
I don't like it. I've never liked it.
Look, I love beer. I love beer and I love vodka, but I cannot drink vodka. It's too strong.
Well, I drink beer when I'm talking to you, but a Mogaloo is my favorite drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A Mogaloo is a Gershon method, slow grinding.
It's vodka, lime, and soda. That's all it is. Yeah, yeah at my wake, you'll have an Mogaloo.
Rollo. I'm going to have to correct you. Now, Mogaloo meant to be a Gershon method slow.
Yeah, I know.
Carrot juice with vodka. Mm. That's what it meant to be, and that's thanks to Jollo who came up with really calling it Mogaloo. It was very funny.
It is a funny name. That's why we have a song.
Oh, it'd have to be AC/DC. We have to do something by AC/DC.
Really?
Why not?
What about Call Me by Blondie? Remember Blondie?
What I actually sent it to you last night. We should go up with the song called "The Call" by Pretenders.
Pretenders. Now, who sung for the Pretenders?
Chrissy Hynde.
Now, my favorite song of theirs was She was in a coffee shop. Remember?
Oh, Brass and Pocket.
Brass and Pocket. That's the one. See what I mean?
Can I tell you though? That song is one of those songs like Bruce Springsteen stuff. It confuses you with the lyrics. You cannot understand a word she's fucking singing in Brass and Pocket. They deliberately get singers to sing their lyrics in this kind of weird way, and you can't understand what they're singing. But no, The Call by
not clear lyrics where you can.
No,
you can hear.
You cannot understand what they're saying.
But you can hear it say, I've got brass in pocket.
I'm going to use it. Intention of keeping my... The better song, and I shared it last night, is...
She had a great bump too, Chrissy Hynde.
She did. And interesting person. Lots of interesting... You know, I mean, she actually married... Ray Davies from the Kinks, who co-wrote that.
The Kinks who sung "You Really Got Me."
Yeah, and she also went out with Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, so she was kind of rock royalty.
Sex Pistols! I've been listening to them all week. That Ray of God thing that you posted.
The version I sent was fantastic because it doesn't have the John Lydon talking, and it's just a straight out. That song, but
it's a different version.
It's called The Call or The Phone Call by the Pretenders. Their very first song on their very first album, And it's, and it's basically a phone call. And we're talking about John Laws and radio stations, so I think it's way more apt. Way more. So whenever you want to go, Rollo, go. If you want, if you need to go. Otherwise,
No. Look, I've got a fresh beer in my hand, so I'm fine.
Fantastic.
I've got a cigarette in my hand.
Everything you need: beer, cigarette, and
beer and a cigarette, and talking to you because no, I don't have a cigarette because my packet's empty. But I know I've got a fresh packet
two more packets inside.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's nothing to worry about. And what time is it?
7:33
or something, is it?
About 7:33. I can hear the birds chirping, Rollo. 7:33, 100%.
Yeah, I fill the water bowl out there because it was so hot today.
Oh my god! Can I pre-warn you? It's going to be hotter tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's going to be hotter tomorrow.
It's apparently 38 degrees where I live.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Well, I am.
But it's to me. Look, I've just been in. I went to the gym, and I went to the beach and had a beautiful swim. It was absolutely beautiful. But
yeah, did you lose any legs? Any sharks out there?
No. I told you. Isn't it funny though? It was so funny when I was at the beach with my son, who is a trained lifeguard, and he's gone, "Dad, I think I can see a fin in the water, Dad. There's a fin in the water." And I went, "I just want to have a swim." He goes, "Dad, you can't go in the water." And I said, "Son."
That was hilarious.
I was a bit like Sylvester the cat, you know. I was going, "Nothing fun." I said, "I'm the one that's scared of sharks, not you. Why are you telling me that I shouldn't go for a swim?" He goes, "But they can get you at, you know," and it's true. Apparently, they can get you
bull sharks, not white pointed.
No, we only have. Where I live, it's only bull sharks and white pointers. The two most dangerous sharks you can deal with.
Oh, no, but there's tiger sharks there, surely.
And tiger. Yeah, there is, actually. And we've got tiger snakes and we've got brown snakes and black snakes.
Yeah, everybody's worried about coming down to Australia. There's nothing to worry about. Yeah, just come down.
I am... The biggest shark phobia person ever. But I just said to him, there's no way it's going to get me. And he was saying, Dad, you can't go in the water. And I was like, sorry, I'm going in there. And I dived under.
Do you know what really gets my goat is swimming under a big vessel like a,
Rollo, you just reminded me of the terrible story, Christmas story. You know that fantastic Christmas song by the guy with the rotten teeth and Kirsty McColl. Okay. The New York Christmas song by what's his name from that band? You know
Joy Division?
No, keep going. But he was actually involved with the Sex Pistols. This guy was meant to be. Is he still alive? He's dead now. Now, Kirsty
McColl.
Yeah, Kirsty McColl. Sure. It's called the New York Christmas song. You dirty rotten thief. You know, it's a drunk.
Keep going. Do you want me to look it up? Otherwise,
yeah, Kirsty McColl Christmas song. Now she went to Mexico. So she went to Mexico. About 15, 20 years ago. And she had her two sons with her and they did a diving thing in Mexico and she came up from diving and all of a sudden a speedboat was heading towards them. She pushed her kids' heads down and she got hit by the boat and killed by it.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh my God.
This is one of the most famous Christmas songs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they keep playing all the time. It's called.
She put her own life on the line, as
all mothers would do. All mothers would push their kids
and the
head down.
And the kids were fine, were they?
They survived. Yeah. So Kirsty McColl.
Oh wow! What a story! Yeah.
So that happened. That yeah, but that their song it was Shane McGowan from that Irish band, The Pogues. And maybe we'll play that song. Forget about what I said before. We'll play the new. It's called a New York Lullaby.
is it? New York Christmas Lullaby. Great
the
song.
The Pogues. It rings a bell.
Shane McGowan with the rotten teeth and Kirsty McColl. Actually, we will. Rollock, we will go out with that song because that is one of the greats.
I'm up for that.
We're not going to play it yet because we're not going yet, but when we go, we'll play that song. But she died, and now they're wanting an inquiry into it because they're saying that there should not have been jet boats allowed on this particular beach in Mexico.
Wow.
But
a good mother, though. I mean, I'm still stoked about that story where the mother... Yeah.
Can I just tell you, Rollo, where I live, about this time of year, all of a sudden, all these imbeciles from Sydney, they come up here in Foster, in Newcastle, etc., with their high-powered, those jet fucking motorbikes.
Jet skis.
They bring them up here on their trailers. They're all, you know, the mechanics, the carpenters, the plumbers.
I got told. Sorry to talk over you there, Rick. When I was in Thailand, and you fuck this jet ski, we will
charge you.
We will kill you. No, we'll kill you.
And I believe that too, because they're worth about $10,000, $15,000, $20,000.
Yeah, so you're not. I mean, if you're going to rent this thing out.
Yeah, where I live, Rollo.
It was a lot of fun, though, Rhett. A lot of fun.
Of course they're a lot of fun, but what they're doing is they've got imbeciles on board riding around, and they...
Yeah.
So where I live, there's dolphins feeding.
They put a thing around your wrists, and it's like a drone. Where it'll
show you,
it'll circle you when you fall off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now where I live, I constantly see dolphins feeding, and you're listening.
Oh, Rick and Rollo, Rick and Rollo.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation
or your affiliation
on TruthMeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you're listening to the Rock and Rillo Christmas edition. I had a sherry earlier. I'm a bit
shandy.
No, shandy. Sherry.
You had a shandy.
Whatever. Anyway, it's the 20th of December in 2025. And you're listening to Rollo and Rico. Beto!
Best show ever.
He's fucking drunk as well. Best show ever. Yeah, it's the best show ever. Yeah, can I just say my hatred of jet skis? Like, yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
Right? It's like riding a Harley on the water.
Exactly. You told me last week about Lawsy. Wasn't he naked when he was doing on his Harley or something?
Him and Brian Henderson and other rock and roll star, whatever, from the 60s.
Yeah.
Their thing to do was get blind drunk and jump on their Harleys and ride nude.
That was hilarious.
John Lawsy around Sydney streets on their Harleys. No surprise, though. There are people that would do that. I'm telling you, the baby boomers and the generation before that were way more wild than boring cunts that you've got now.
Are we baby boomers? Generation
X? I'd say Generation X. To identify with them.
X. We're Generation X.
Yeah. Boring cunts. Boring compared to the original, you know, the baby boomers, the ones before that. But anyway, what horrifies me when I'm at, when I go to the beach and I walk around the breakwall and I see dolphins swimming and I see the dolphin come up and its fin has been ripped off and it's got, you know, completely ripped off or scarred by boats, motorboats, and particularly jet skis that actually hit dolphins while they're doing their feeding thing because these things go so fast. But Kirsty, is it Kirsty? I think it's Kirsty McColl and,
what's his name from the, which we're going to end the show with. One of the great Christmas songs, but we're talking about another half an hour before we go.
That's fine.
But it's a great Christmas song, but she got killed by when she was in Mexico, which is very unusual to hear of an Irish person getting killed by a speedboat or a jet ski, but
I've never been to Mexico.
Mexico is like the Gold Coast, I would say, for the Americans. It's like you can go to a place and there's lots of beautiful beaches.
I like their food. Yeah, Cancun. Cancun.
And all those areas. Anyway, she was apparently doing a scuba thing with her two boys.
Yeah.
And she surfaced as a boat that should not have been allowed on that particular bunch of water was heading towards, and she pushed her kids down. She got hit in the head. Shane McGowan, who is also, her husband was a famous music producer. I forget his name. But she did the song with Shane McGowan. It's called The Christmas Lullaby, New York Lullaby, which we're going to end with on tonight, the Christmas edition.
All right. I prefer to go with a DJ song, but
that's
just me.
We did it before. I want a real song.
A real song, not AI.
I do not
do
AI.
Well, DJ's AI.
You've done that.
I know it's fake.
On your La La Land. No, we're not doing it on this one. Not while I'm on fucking board, that's for sure. The one that you did earlier this morning when you thought you were talking to on the Rick and Roller show.
I was so wasted.
Obviously, Roller.
But he was so on his game.
Of course he's on his game.
He's used to the mull up. He's used to the mull up, the ooch.
Oh, the mull.
He's used to it.
You can play your AI on that show, but on this show, we're going to play a real something that someone really wrote.
But I was sorry to talk over you there, Rick. But I was drunk, but I was still on my game.
Well, we're here. Well, eventually, Rollo and La La Land imitation Rick and Rollo 60 episode.
I can get into La La Land.
I was in La La Land
when we were talking about John Laws. I mean, you know, it's just part of enjoying life. Why not?
Actually, the only thing I worry about, we will go soon and we'll play that Christmas song by Shane McGowan and Christy McCall.
All right. Okay. I have no problem with that.
That's what's going to happen. We're not playing any AI fucking anything.
No, we're not playing the Dolly Parton, what's it called?
No idea.
It's called Sugar Powered Dreams.
We've already done that.
That's what it was.
We'll call this show.
Yeah, I know.
No. We're going out with Shane McGowan and Christy McCall. Yeah,
I don't have a problem.
I think
it's
called New York Lullaby when we do it.
Send it to Villa.
Actually, a good idea. I'll do that right now. And we'll keep talking.
Good. 7:46. Yeah, if you don't, you don't forget. If you don't, you'll forget. That's true. Classic.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
I was talking to his Filipino, like, and how he did so much charity work and whatnot. He's a really good guy.
Who's that?
That's Dave J.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And he does Philippines. Great stuff.
Yeah. So he's not a we live in a world at the moment where people are virtue signalers. What are they called? They're not. They're not real characters. Whereas, the movies we watched when we were kids, you know, they were great. I mean, Martin Sheen, when we watched movies like war movies, they were real. They were real,
of course,
to me.
Why not?
But I was only a kid. Say, I'm spraying myself with red at the moment.
With what?
Red.
Yeah, I don't blame you either.
I'm getting attacked by the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are out because of the heat, it's just troubling me. Because they are pains in the ass. I remember Lawsy was on air and he goes, "How to get rid of a mosquito? You just slap your wrist." And went.
That's true.
But he was in a studio. He was in a studio. Remember that? How the hell are bloody mosquitoes getting into the studio there at TUE? Or 2GB, or when he was like, remember Mortine? He did that Mortine ad?
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah. And his voice, but he was classic. I don't know why I pissed him off so much. I didn't.
Well, I know why. Well, can I just tell you now why you pissed him off so much? Because you kept bringing up the cash for comment stuff to him. Shouldn't have done that. And then he said that, we're recording everything and we're doing it on our show. And he went, hang on a minute. Yeah. Big mistakes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
We all make mistakes in life. Oh. We do. Yeah. Now he's gone. He's up in heaven. That's why I kissed my mother's ring. I kissed my girlfriend.
Catholic? Are you a Catholic?
Ring. No, I just kiss him because, and then point to the sky.
Well, that's all because, Catholic
and thank God that the world has been good to me.
It's been very good for you, Rollo. You've got a beautiful house with air conditioning and 33 solar panels on the top of the roof. In between
number nine and 11. They pay for the air conditioning.
They do. 100%.
And I still have to pay $50 a month or a quarter or something. And it pisses you off, doesn't it?
It does.
Because you don't have them on your roof.
I don't have them on my roof.
Do you know what we've got around here? Is a black cat. This black cat that just, it knocks her down. Rosie tries to chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it jumps up and down the fence.
I love black cat. I want a black cat. Another black cat.
Yeah, it's totally black. One.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. I think we should go, Rollo. I think we've done our dash. And I'll speak to you via telephone when I do speak.
Yeah, it was modern technology, but
modern technology.
Just before we go, I saw Michelle Pfeiffer in this wonderful movie last night. I watched it with Christy. It was a Christmas movie. It was called. I'm gonna have to look it up. It's like something All I Can Get or something.
Michelle Pfeiffer. And who?
She still looks as good.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Back in the day, and still got her acting chops on. And she's in a rich family where they're trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's a keep up with the Joneses type movie.
Okay, but I thought her and what's his name from Star Wars when he played the bad guy in that movie. That horror movie, which when he played the serial killer or the killer,
okay,
that was fantastic. It was Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford and what was it called?
She would have been super looking. She was at her best. I thought she was at her best in Scarface with
that was an old movie. So yes, she was good looking.
Oh my god, she was She was top shelf. You just
still fit.
She looked really good. She looked really good in what was it called? The one in 1982. It was Batman. No. Oh, she looked great in Batman.
Okay. But, so the movie
no, the right, one in right, 82.
Is What Lies Beneath was a horror. It was a thriller.
Oh, What Lies Beneath. Yeah. I love that movie.
Harrison Ford.
That was great. That was Robert Zemeckis. Right, that story.
There you go. Yeah, a great story.
That was great movie. Yeah.
And yeah, so
she had green eyes in that.
Did she now?
Anyway,
Rollo, we're going to go and we'll be leaving with the great Christmas song.
Well, I would think Grease 2. Remember Grease 2?
Yeah, not bad. I told you that the job I finished
that I liked.
And got my money. You know, to pay for my Christmas holiday. The family's surname was Newton John, and they were related to.
Oh, she was lovely, Livy, wasn't she?
Yeah, they were not. It wasn't Olivia's niece, but it was Rona. I think Rona's her sister.
Okay,
her niece. The house I was on, that was just a weird coincidence. I thought when this guy came to the door to deliver something, he goes, "Is a package for someone, Newton John." I went, "Newton John," and
yeah,
it was.
That's just classic.
One of those weird coincidences that I have.
Oh yeah,
Rollo, you've got to check out on the balcony, and I think I sent it onto the Rick and Rollo Ramble site. A photo I found when I was looking at my photo album.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see that?
That was a continuity photo from Dark City of their footwear. So they knew
That's got to be worth something.
Well, it should be, but I'm not going to sell it.
If someone who
was into Dark City.
You've got to promote it. Yeah. Dark City was a great movie. We spoke about it last week.
I'm going to go and see if I can download it onto my. I'm not very good at this stuff, but I want to watch Dark City again because I've never watched the whole movie ever. Anyway, let's go. We're gonna say Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And we'll talk in 2026 because I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a call.
I'm not going to jump off Stockton Bridge or anything like
that. Put on your rock. Why can you not do that? Do yourself a favor. Don't jump off.
Thank you, Molly. All right. Merry Christmas, Rick. And we'll go out with that tune. And we'll talk next year. Oh, don't kiss me on the lips. Maybe Dave J can make us kiss on the lips.
I don't watch it, so I won't see it. It'd be told.
You'll watch it. I know.
No, the Dave J stuff.
I can't help watching it.
I don't watch it. Small things are me, small minds. I'll just say that. And I've got a great mind. Rollo.
Bye.
Be told. Number 60. Merry Christmas, everyone. And we're going to go out with Shane McGowan and Christy McColl doing the New York Lullaby. What a beautiful song. Bye-bye.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in late 10 to 1. I've got when all our dreams come true. You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the Amalek Pini Choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all so great. God, it's our love. The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe.